From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. A huge crowd gathered in the streets of Madrid on Saturday, taking part in World Pride celebration that organizers said had brought 3 million revelers to the Spanish capital. American Jose Rodriguez said good times were to be had.
Expect a good time. I had a good time last year. I was here for, but this is World Pride, so it's a lot bigger.
At least 2,000 police, including members of the National and Municipal Police Force, were deployed across the city, and barriers and bollards were set up to prevent truck attacks similar to the ones that took place in London, Berlin, and Nice. Turkish authorities have announced they will not allow a march for transgender rights to take place Sunday. The Istanbul governor's office said that the 8th Trans Pride March would be banned, citing public order and the safety of participants and tourists. Last year's parade was also banned, and last week the governor's office banned a march for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and intersex rights for a third year in a row. Pope Francis on Saturday declined to renew the mandate of German Cardinal Gerhard Müller as prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, the Vatican office that processes and evaluates all cases of priests accused of raping or molesting minors. The developments underscore how the Catholic Church's sex abuse crisis has caught up with Francis, threatening to tarnish his legacy over a series of questionable appointments and decisions during his four-year papacy. Francis named Mueller's deputy, Monsignor Luis Lardaria Ferrer, a Spanish Jesuit, to run the powerful office instead. During Mueller's five-year term, the congregation amassed a 2,000-case backlog and came under blistering criticism. This is VOA News. Mexican authorities said Saturday that at least 19 people died in clashes involving armed men and security forces in the gang-plagued northwestern state of Sinaloa. Homicides in the area have spiked dramatically following the capture and extradition of the convicted drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman. The violence began with a shooting Friday that killed two men near a department store in the town of Villa Union, about 24 kilometers southeast of the beach resort of Mazatlan. Officials attributed the warring drug gang members' fighting responsible to the recent violence in the state, of which is home to Guzman's Sinaloa cartel. The coffin of former German Chancellor Helmut Kohl was seen off on Saturday with military honors outside the Speyer Cathedral before it headed off to its last resting place in the nearby cemetery. World leaders, both past and present, attended the military service before the coffin was put into a hearse and driven through the streets of Speyer to the cemetery where Kohl was finally laid to rest. President Donald Trump hosted his South Korean counterpart this week in Washington. North Korea was a key topic of discussion. VOA's Steve Herman has the story.
President Donald Trump spoke of the threat from what he called the reckless and brutal regime in North Korea, adding its nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs require a determined response.
The era of strategic patience with the North Korean regime has failed. Many years, and it's failed. And frankly, that patience is over.
President Moon, who just took office in May, is holding open the door to talks with the North while supporting continued sanctions on Pyongyang.
The North Korean nuclear issue must be resolved without fail. North Korea should by no means underestimate the firm commitment of Korea and the U.S. in this regard.
Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
U.S. President Donald Trump continued his Twitter storm Saturday night, railing against critics and the media, saying, quote, "The fake and fraudulent news media is working hard to convince Republicans and others I should not use social media. But remember, I won the 2016 election with interviews, speeches, and social media." The president also went on to say that his use of the platform was not presidential, but modern-day presidential. Both Republicans and Democratic members of Congress were quick and firm with their criticism of the president's personal comments toward a pair of television journalists. For further and in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.